Pakistan has initiated efforts to devise a roadmap aimed at attracting Chinese industries for potential relocation to the country in wake of the ongoing tariff dispute between China and the United States. Since U.S. President Donald Trump took office, a series of high tariffs have been imposed on Chinese products in a bid to revive domestic American manufacturing. Pakistan views this escalating trade conflict as an opening to position itself as an attractive destination for Chinese businesses seeking new bases of operation. To support this ambition, Pakistan is preparing a strategic framework to offer incentives designed to lure Chinese industries to Gwadar, the deep-sea port city at the heart of the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC. In parallel, the government is implementing several additional measures to rejuvenate economic activity in the area. Sources told the Express Tribune that the Cabinet Committee on Chinese Investment Projects, COSIP, in a recent session, tasked the Board of Investment, BOI, and the Ministry of Industries and Production to jointly deliver a roadmap within 5 days. This plan will outline steps to identify and attract Chinese industries willing to relocate operations to Pakistan in light of the U.S.-China tariff battle. The COSIP also reviewed a summary from the Ministry of Maritime Affairs titled Review/Compliance of Decisions Taken During Previous COSIP Meetings. The committee noted the ministry's report and made several strategic decisions to advance Pakistan's position as a relocation hub. Among the key directives was an order to the Ministry of Commerce to immediately issue a statutory regulatory order, SRO, that would allow the export of potassium sulfate fertilizer from Gwadar Port, overriding current restrictions under the export policy order. This move had already been approved by the Economic Coordination Committee, ECC, and ratified by the federal cabinet but had not yet been formally notified. In another decision, the COSIP directed the Ministry of Planning, Development and Special Initiatives to convene a high-level meeting involving representatives from the Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Commerce, Ministry of Industries and Production, the Board of Investment, and the State Bank of Pakistan. This meeting, scheduled for the coming week, will explore the implementation of foreign currency facilitation as a pilot project within the Gwadar Free Zone. The Finance Division has been tasked with preparing a one-page briefing for the session. The committee also urged the Ministry of Maritime Affairs to engage in meaningful dialogue with local fishermen to enable international seafood transshipment through Gwadar Port. A report on the outcomes of these consultations is to be submitted for review at the committee's next meeting.